It's Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. States around the country are beginning to get their army of coronavirus detectives ready to work. In California specifically, the state has teamed up with two universities to train more than 3,000 employees per week to become contact tracers. A robust system of contact tracing will be crucial for states to manage the spread of the virus as they reopen, and one estimate says that the country needs 30 contact tracers for every 100,000 people. Rachel Becker, reporter at Cal Matters, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk about the army of coronavirus detectives needed to reopen states. We're going to talk about California specifically, but really this is something that's going to be happening across the country. States need to get a robust system of contact tracing in order to help limit the spread of coronavirus once things start getting back open and once economies start moving again. So, Rachel, tell us a little bit about the plan that California is going through, because they're using the University of California, Los Angeles, and the University of California, San Francisco, to help train a bunch of workers. Tell us about it.
So California has been doing contact tracing already at the local level. So the 61 city and county public health departments have been conducting contact tracing for forever. It's a cornerstone of public health for tuberculosis, for STIs, sexually transmitted infections, and for the novel coronavirus. But as the coronavirus keeps spreading, it's really taxed their existing staff. Some have managed to lean on county employees to help with contact tracing. But yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California will be kind of stepping up to help as well with what he called a training academy from the University of California, Los Angeles, and the University of California, San Francisco. And this training academy will provide 12 hours of online instruction, 8 hours of in-person instruction to redeployed state employees in large part to help with contact tracing. And the local health departments in the state can request help, and then they'll be assigned contact tracers that are part of this new workforce.
Now, I wanted to talk about the number of contact tracers that we would need. The National Association of County and City Health Officials estimated that the country will need 30 contact tracers for every 100,000 Americans. So in California, that's about 12,000 that they'll need. And you mentioned just right now that the governor plans on redeploying state employees. That's a lot of state employees to shift around. Is this going to be a potential for new jobs as well? Like, will people be able to apply for these things, or does it just seem right now like it's going to be state employees only?
Yesterday, Governor Newsom said that they were going to be recruiting from state employees with kind of the right set of skills, including kind of what he called a health mindset, language skills, cultural competency. But whether that will be enough, how exactly they're being recruited, how many have been recruited already, and how many remain to be recruited, all of those are open questions that I'm hoping to get answers to.
We're obviously going through a very tough time in the economy right now. This could be a really good pathway for a lot of people that need a job to do some very valuable work, especially considering the time that we need right now. The only concern will be is after maybe a year or two, after things die down, hopefully, will those jobs be viable still? There's a lot of questions that go with it, unfortunately, but something that needs to be done. And we've talked about this before, contact tracing and kind of the attitude and the person needed to be able to do all this stuff. It is kind of a challenging job to call somebody, cold call a lot of times, and then convince them, let's say if they're positive or they come in contact with somebody that's positive, to stay home for 2 weeks. It could be a pretty challenging job.
It requires really a lot of people skills. I was talking to one disease control branch chief in Riverside County, and she said it can take multiple phone calls to really build enough trust to reconstruct someone's string of contacts. Sometimes people will call the public health department to verify that the phone call they received is in fact a public health contact tracer and not a scam. And it can take multiple interviews to really have someone trust enough to disclose whom they might have encountered. That trust is so important, because having people willing to talk about whom they might have exposed is really key to identifying the chain of viral transmission that could continue to spread without identifying, testing, and isolating folks who may have been exposed. So other public health folks I've talked to have really emphasized the need to ensure that there is wage replacement and paid sick leave. So people are willing to be tested and willing to name folks that they might have exposed without worrying that they're going to be out of work themselves or that they're going to put their friends, their families, and their coworkers out of work also.
That's definitely going to be an important component to it, especially if you're basically telling somebody you got to miss 2 weeks of work. Tell us a little bit more about the program. I'm reading that this new online training program that they're going to be working on is going to help standardize the contact tracing statewide, which is great. I think if a lot of people working off that same platform, it's going to just help. And then it's also going to sync up with the California's existing digital disease surveillance platform. So all this stuff to help everybody kind of streamline the whole thing.
And I spoke with a local public health department official yesterday who hadn't yet seen the training program. The state, as far as I know, has not released any examples of what the training will look like. But the idea that this public health department officer was so excited about was that this means that this whole core of contact tracers will be trained the same way. And so you won't have differences in approaches across the state for those who are kind of pitching in at the local level. Everybody will have the same level of expertise. And then this data management platform, again, very little detail has been released from the state, but it's supposed to sync up with the existing disease surveillance system, CalReady. And so what I've heard, and again, we don't know this for sure yet, but what I've heard is that this can import information from CalReady. So it's kind of a seamless transition. So if you get a positive test result reported on CalReady, it should be able to sync up with this new contact tracing platform. I've also heard excitement about the fact that this contact tracing platform will be statewide, which means that it'll be easier to follow cases and contacts that cross county lines, which as we see the state opening back up will certainly occur more and more.
Well, it's good to see that California is starting to get the ball rolling on getting this system set up. And as I mentioned earlier, the states all across the country are actually working on their own programs, whether they share some similarities or not. It is a robust system that needs to be set up to monitor the spread of COVID-19. So we'll keep monitoring it and see how it all develops. Rachel Becker, reporter at Cal Matters, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.